Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1680, air date April 14th, 2026.
Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Shiva. In today's session, we'll explore how ginseng supports men's health. We'll approach this from a systems biology perspective, connecting molecular pathways to whole body outcomes, and uncover some fascinating insights along the way. This is going to be an exciting discussion. We'll first explore the molecular basis of ginseng and then dive into the molecular pathways involved in men's health, highlighting how ginseng plays a role in attenuating these processes. All right, let's get started and see what this is all about. Ginseng, often referred to as the revital root, that comes from the root of Panax ginseng, also known as Korean or Asian ginseng. It has been a cornerstone of traditional medicine across East Asia, particularly in China, Korea, and Japan, for over 2,000 years. Interestingly, the term Panax is derived from the word panacea, meaning a universal remedy or a source of longevity. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through the lens of systems science. This framework helps us understand how all the interconnected parts work together, allowing us to see the bigger picture behind complex problems. It's a powerful way of thinking, and it's something anyone can learn and apply through truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play you a short video as we're having people come in on my journey to systems and the systems approach. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to dive into an engaging discussion on a truly fascinating herb, ginseng, and explore its potential effects on men's health condition. I hope you enjoy the session. Before we begin, I'd like to take a moment to thank our Cytosolve team for putting this together. We do this as a noble service to help people truly understand nature as a system and recognize the power of food as medicine. That video really highlights how taking a systems approach allows us to see things more holistically and much closer to how they actually work in the body. All right, so let's continue. What truly drives everything we do, whether it's through Truth Freedom Health, Cytosolve, or any of our initiatives, is the recognition that those in power are actively contributing to a global health crisis. This isn't an exaggeration. The data clearly shows that people's lifespans are actually declining. And that reality underscores why our work is so critical to empower people with real knowledge and tools to take control of their own health and lives. When we look at the data objectively, the trends are stark. Lifespan is actually declining, while the cost of living, which directly affects people's ability to survive, is rising exponentially. If you just examine this graph without emotion, it becomes painfully clear. Those driving these trends are not acting in the interest of human well-being. Their decisions, consciously or not, have the effect of putting lives at risk. In other words, the system they've built doesn't just neglect you, it actively works against you. And this isn't just a recent phenomenon, something that's happened in the last 5 or 10 years. If you look closely at this graph, you'll see it's been happening for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. This process has been carried out by everyone. Those on the left, those on the right, people claiming to be independent, and even those presenting themselves as agents of change. The pattern is clear. Regardless of labels, the outcome has consistently worked against ordinary people. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shattertheswarm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it ginseng or be it masa or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing. And that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has led us to this point is really a combination of several key factors. It's not just one thing. We've seen a gradual breakdown of the immune system within our healthcare environment, coupled with the growing difficulty of accessing clean, nutritious food due to environmental changes. During the pandemic in 2020, my focus was on helping people understand how the body functions as an integrated system and providing practical solutions to strengthen their immune health. It was never about taking sides, pro-vax or anti-vax, but about empowering people through knowledge of the immune system and how to protect it naturally. We wanted to educate people, and one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning system science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there are massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses. It's a platform. It's the solution that is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that system's approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding system science. So you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for truth, freedom, health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Many forces, unfortunately, teach people to spend money on stuff that's actually garbage. Instead, what our movement does is it teaches people these tools. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There is no cost to it. We bring together incredible people, those who share their journeys to systems. But it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal altogether. Think, fight, heal. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a leadership training institute and a systems health institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products. And by doing so, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. So by way of example, when you look at food as medicine, we introduced the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolve, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot, okay? You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. So you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get onto the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that, but this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about ginseng, or when I talk about moringa, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who claims they don't want to talk about politics is, as the great writer Alberto Brick said, among the most ignorant people in the world. It's like hiding their head in the sand. In America, people often have the luxury of doing that, but make no mistake, choosing not to be political is deeply selfish, because that silence comes at the expense of all working people. So, the people of the United States must rise. They must become political, take charge of their health, and stand ready to fight for freedom. If you want to grow stronger, healthier, and smarter, then you've come to the right movement. But if you choose ignorance, weakness, and sickness, then this is not the place for you. But before we start on ginseng, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and we're going to go to ginseng on men's health. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why all of you should become a warrior scholar. I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn for yourself and become warrior scholars. That way you'll truly understand the roots of the system's approach and think independently. So let me play this video and we'll start today's discussion on ginseng on men's health.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training, because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right, the Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing, Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up, his own quote unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself, or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter. And in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit, and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support, we give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are we going to cover today? First, we'll give you some background on ginseng and what we know about men's health, why men's health issues occur based on the latest scientific understanding. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolv, a revolutionary platform that allows us to innovate using food and develop solutions in a truly scientific way. Then we'll share our initiative, a fresh approach to tackling these problems. Just to be clear, while we're focusing on ginseng, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Men's health is an incredibly complex systems problem, and that's why no one has truly cracked it until now. We'll also explain how ginseng specifically benefits men's health, how much might be right, and the reality of whether it's suitable for you. For us, it's always about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll talk about how you can be part of this initiative and contribute to this new approach. As discussed earlier, ginseng, often called the revital root, is derived from the root of Panax ginseng, also known as Korean or Asian ginseng. It has been used in traditional medicine across East Asia, including China, Korea, and Japan, for over 2,000 years. The name Panax itself comes from panacea, reflecting its long-standing association with longevity and overall vitality. Now, looking at its indigenous and traditional uses, ginseng has been highly valued in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years, where it has been used as a remedy for a wide range of ailments. In ancient Korea, it was traditionally believed to strengthen the body, calm the mind, and help eliminate negative energies from the five digestive organs. So now, let's shift our focus to men's health concerns. The first area we'll be looking at is male infertility, which is defined as a man's inability to conceive with a fertile female partner after 1 year of unprotected intercourse. This condition is primarily influenced by environmental and lifestyle factors, along with advanced paternal age. Clinically, it is characterized by decreased sperm count and poor sperm quality, often resulting from impaired gonadal function and dysfunction of the accessory glands. Next, let's look at benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH. This is a condition where the prostate gland becomes enlarged beyond its normal size, but the enlargement is non-cancerous. It is mainly driven by aging-related factors, especially hormonal changes, and its occurrence tends to increase as men grow older.
In terms of symptoms, individuals often experience difficulty starting urination, a feeling of incomplete bladder emptying, a weak or interrupted urine stream, nocturia, urgency, increased frequency, and sometimes pain during urination. Now, coming to the medical interventions for these conditions. For male infertility, oral therapies commonly include antioxidants, aromatase inhibitors, clomiphene, L-carnitine, N-acetylcysteine, various nutritional supplements, and tamoxifen. In addition, varicocelectomy is a surgical option, which is expected to improve semen parameters in approximately 60 to 70% of patients. When it comes to benign prostatic hyperplasia, treatment options include alpha blockers, which help relax the bladder neck and prostate muscles to ease urination. Another class is 5-alpha reductase inhibitors, or 5-ARIs, which work by reducing prostate growth or even shrinking it, thereby improving urine flow. Phosphodiesterase 5 inhibitors are also used as they relax the muscles around the bladder, bladder neck, and prostate, helping to relieve BPH symptoms. Now, if we look at the global prevalence of these two conditions, it's quite interesting to see how widely they vary. Male infertility is estimated to affect anywhere between 2 to 50% of men worldwide, depending on factors like geography, lifestyle, and diagnostic criteria. On the other hand, benign prostatic hyperplasia also shows a broad range in prevalence, affecting roughly 8 to 60% of men between the ages of 40 and 90 globally, with the incidence clearly increasing as age advances. Now let's take a closer look at how ginseng can play a role in supporting and improving men's health. And the way we're going to approach this is through a powerful technology called Cytosolve, a platform I've spent many decades developing. With the advances in modern science, Cytosolve allows us to apply a systems-based approach to understand complex biological interactions. So we thought, why not apply this same approach to men's health too? To understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries. And we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. So as you can see, our work spans multiple areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We're currently developing several formulations, each at a different stage, ranging from phase 1 through phase 6. At phase 6, we've already developed 2 highly potent products. We've also made around 4 key discoveries that have been granted patents. In phase 4, we're actively screening about 7 different areas, while another 9 areas are currently in the modeling stage. In addition, we have 5 areas focused on publications and 9 more dedicated to building systems architectures. Importantly, all of you can participate in this process. We'll soon be enabling opportunities for you to contribute, whether through donations or by spinning out individual components of these efforts into standalone ventures. Now, under our Men's Health Initiative, we're right here in the last phase of licensing and manufacturing. One product where we've already taken this approach is MV25. MV25 has gone through this entire end-to-end process. We began by developing the complete systems architecture. That architecture was then published to share the work publicly. After publication, we carried out in silico modeling. We then performed combination screenings and made key discoveries by modeling all the molecular pathways involved in osteoarthritis, a condition affecting nearly 500 million people. Using Cytosolve without any external funding, publishing the results, completing detailed modeling, and evaluating a wide range of natural foods to identify and assemble effective ingredient combinations. Through this process, we were able to make a significant discovery. Specifically, we identified a combination of natural ingredients capable of targeting osteoarthritis at the molecular level. We also discovered 2 highly potent natural ingredients at the right dosages that act across these molecular pathways to help reduce pain. To validate and protect this work, we went beyond publication and secured a United States patent. That moment marked the first time we not only supported other companies, but also manufactured the product ourselves for direct use. At this point, we'll play a video that explains the CytoSolve process and how we implemented it. Most importantly, it shows that we now have a tangible solution that has gone through every step of this process. This same approach can be applied across diseases, forming one of the core solutions we are developing. So I'll share with you about MV25, and this is the same approach we're now applying to men's health. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at CytoSolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the CytoSolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is CytoSolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by CytoSolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think you can just talk about ideas without taking action. But here, we've gone end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference, offering a completely new way of development, independent of big pharma. You can visit mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Ordering this product is a way to support your own health while also supporting the work we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs and I love pets. We're against animal testing. Using the same approach, we developed a product called K9701, which combines roughly 15 to 20 natural ingredients into a comprehensive whole health solution for pets. This is available as the Whole Health Pet Supplement. We've also created another powerful product line called Healthy Tea, which includes 7 carefully formulated blends: Joint Tea, Digest Tea, Breathe, Tranquility Tea, Detoxy Tea, Femini Tea, and Immunity, each designed to support a specific area of health. In addition, we're excited to introduce your body, your tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. This range includes Vata Tea, Pitta Tea, Kapha Tea, Vata Pitta Tea, Pitta Kapha Tea, Kapha Vata Tea, and Tridosha Tea. And since we're on the topic of men's health, I'd like to recommend Vata Tea, a thoughtfully crafted herbal blend designed to support men's health, made with traditional ingredients that help strengthen the body and naturally support men's well-being. Our latest launch focuses on products that enhance and support immunity. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. With decades of research behind it, this formula is carefully designed to reinforce and maintain your body's immune foundation. Building on that, our second product, Zinc Copper Quercetin, delivers a synergistic blend of well-researched nutrients, precisely formulated to optimize immune function. So there we go. So now our Cytosolv Men's Health Initiative is at the licensing and manufacturing phase. So there's an opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. Now, moving into phase one, we begin by mapping the systems architecture of men's health. What this essentially means is that we're trying to understand how different biological systems interact with each other rather than looking at each factor in isolation. From this perspective, we can see that men's health is closely linked to oxidative damage. While we'll go into the detailed mechanisms shortly, the key takeaway here is that we're approaching this from a systems-based viewpoint to better understand the underlying biological processes. We're going straight to the root of the problem, starting fresh and thoroughly examining all the research to really understand what's happening. Unlike the pharmaceutical model, which usually targets just a single pathway, our approach is holistic and systems-based, designed to support men's health from multiple angles. So here's what's happening. Things like stress, toxins, obesity, and aging lead to a buildup of reactive oxygen species, or ROS. This oxidative stress messes with hormone signals, damages DNA, and affects sperm structure and movement. All of this adds up and can lead to male infertility. What we've discovered so far, and we're still actively exploring, is that when you get down to the fundamentals, you begin to see the deeper truth of how these systems really work. So, in phase one of the systems architecture for men's health, we start by identifying the major factors that can affect male health. These include things like genetics, lifestyle habits such as smoking and poor diet, medical procedures like vasectomy, and conditions like depression, sleep disorders, and sexually transmitted diseases. Aging, trauma, and obesity also play a big role in disrupting overall men's health. Understanding these helps us map out the bigger picture of how men's diseases develop. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process all the data and build our models to bring the complete picture together. In phase four, we move into combination screening. These include ashwagandha, ginseng, basil, cardamom, centella asiatica, cinnamon, echinacea, garlic, and ginger. Also included are ginkgo, biloba, horny goatweed, licorice, maca, moringa, nettles, oregano, pepper, and rosemary. The screening further examined the roles of saw palmetto, St. John's wort, turmeric, valerian, and water hyssop in contributing to men's health outcomes. The challenge, and the reason there's been no breakthrough, is that while you'll find plenty of videos highlighting these individually, the real question is how they work together. How do you crack that code? That's exactly what we aim to explore. We're not claiming to have the solution yet, but we are taking a systems approach. By first mapping out the complete architecture, we can begin to uncover what's truly happening. But today we're going to focus on ginseng, one of the 23 promising natural compounds that may help in advancing healthy men's health. Now, from our Cytosolv research, we have found out that ginseng is a widely researched dietary supplement, and there are 14,358 research articles and 454 clinical trials. Over 164 years of scientific research have been done on this. Now let's take a look at the composition of ginseng. There are 31 key molecules found in ginseng. There are many others, but these are the key ones that have been well researched. It contains a range of beneficial nutrients, including minerals, vitamins, and saponins, all of which contribute to its potential effects in supporting overall wellness. Ginseng contains 10 key minerals, which include zinc, copper, magnesium, calcium, iron, manganese, vanadium, potassium, sodium, and phosphorus. It also provides 5 essential vitamins, which include vitamin B1, B2, B3, B5, and B12. And finally, it has 16 saponins, including ginsenoside RB1, RB2, ginsenoside RC, RD,
RS1, K, RH2, RE, RF, ABDRG1, 20S, Ginsenoside RG3, 20R Ginsenoside RG3, and so on. These are 31 key molecules of ginseng. Together, these nutrients give ginseng its unique ability to support overall health and well-being. And here you can see the structures of the key active compounds in ginseng. These are the major constituents we've identified through our research as being most relevant to its biological activity. Owing to its varied chemical composition, ginseng offers wide-ranging health benefits across different biological functions. As you can see here, ginseng exerts a wide range of biological effects. It displays strong antioxidant activity and provides cardioprotective benefits, while also showing anti-obesity and anti-diabetic properties. In addition, ginseng exhibits antimicrobial and anti-cancer effects, along with notable neuroprotective and anti-inflammatory actions. Now let's turn to its health benefits. Ginseng provides a broad spectrum of health benefits. It can help with obesity, inflammation, men's health issues, oxidative damage, cancer, microbial infections, neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, and diabetes. These eight areas highlight the key ways ginseng supports overall health. But let's take a closer look at what we've learned from our combination screening, specifically with respect to ginseng. And again, we're sharing with you original research. Let's look at what's going on. Now let's talk about how ginseng works in protecting against testicular damage, which is an important aspect of men's health. Under conditions like radiation stress, there is an upregulation of stem cell factor, or SCF, which leads to excessive activation of its receptor, c-Kit, in testicular cells. This overactivation disrupts normal cellular balance and contributes to infertility. As a result, the SCF c-Kit signaling becomes dysregulated, which in turn overstimulates the PI3, KAKT, mTOR pathway. This heightened signaling promotes apoptosis and leads to the loss of testicular cells, ultimately impairing spermatogenesis. Now, this is where ginseng, particularly its active component RG1, comes into play. RG1 helps inhibit the excessive activation of the SCF c-Kit pathway, thereby normalizing the PI3KAKT-mTOR signaling cascade. By doing so, it reduces apoptosis and protects testicular cells from radiation-induced damage, supporting healthier spermatogenesis. Beyond its protective effects on testicular damage, ginseng also plays a significant role in managing erectile dysfunction through its relaxant properties. Erectile dysfunction is commonly associated with reduced nitric oxide, or NO, production in erectile tissue, which impairs normal penile function. Red ginseng helps address this by stimulating NO production and enhancing the release of endothelial-derived relaxing factors, both of which are essential for achieving an erection. Mechanistically, nitric oxide activates guanylate cyclase, which increases cyclic guanosine monophosphate, or CGMP, levels. This rise in CGMP leads to smooth muscle relaxation in the corpus cavernosum, ultimately improving erectile function. Now, let's explore how ginseng helps attenuate benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH, through its 5-alpha reductase inhibition effect. BPH is a condition in which the prostate gland enlarges in a non-cancerous manner, commonly seen with aging, and this enlargement can compress the urethra, leading to urinary difficulties. Red ginseng oil works by inhibiting 5-alpha reductase, the enzyme responsible for converting testosterone into dihydrotestosterone, or DHT, which is a potent androgen closely linked to prostate cell proliferation. By reducing DHT levels, it decreases its binding to androgen receptors, thereby downregulating the signaling cascade that promotes prostate cell growth. As a result, reduced androgen receptor activation limits excessive prostate cell proliferation, helping to attenuate BPH. And we are now in the process, once we do this, we will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out AndroSolve is going to do. We're right here, in the last phase of licensing and manufacturing. So now how can you help with this and be part of the solution? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you'd like to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this or learn more about it, you can actually participate. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the Cytosolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for Warrior Scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of system science and natural medicine. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again, you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research, they make up stuff, and they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of science between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where all of you can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at ginseng, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that ginseng has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. So, as we can see here, ginseng extract is just as effective as metformin, one of the most commonly used drugs for managing diabetes. In this figure, you can observe that red ginseng extract significantly lowers fasting blood glucose levels, producing results comparable to metformin alone. Interestingly, when ginseng extract is combined with metformin, blood glucose levels decrease even further, indicating a synergistic interaction between the two. This finding highlights ginseng's strong therapeutic potential as both an alternative and complementary treatment for diabetes management. Here's another data point that ginseng extract is actually more effective than atorvastatin, a commonly used standard drug, in treating liver injury. In this study, levels of ALT, a key marker of liver damage, were significantly reduced by ginseng extract alone. Moreover, when ginseng extract was combined with atorvastatin, the protective effect on the liver became even stronger. These findings suggest that ginseng extract may provide superior liver protection compared to conventional treatments. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience, donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a men's health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now, some people might ask, if ginseng is so powerful, why aren't we all taking it? Well, the truth is, it's not one size fits all. It's about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework, okay? And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for general maintenance, a study by Kim et al. Suggests a daily intake of 100 to 400 milligrams of ginseng extract to support overall health. When it comes to diabetes, Yuan et al. Recommend 200 milligrams per day of ginseng extract, which helps in managing blood sugar levels. For obesity, Tegan et al. Advise a higher dose of around 6 grams per day to support metabolism and weight management. And for microbial infections, Iqbal et al. Suggests 250 milligrams per kilogram of body weight per day to help enhance the body's immune response. And we are not here to give medical advice. You want to talk to your physicians, but this is what the research itself shows, where you need to be considering. While ginseng offers many benefits, it's important to be aware of potential side effects, especially at higher doses. Common concerns include hot flushes, dyspepsia, and insomnia. These effects are rare at typical doses, but are still worth noting. As always, this is not medical advice, and you should consult your healthcare provider before using ginseng for therapeutic purposes. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern systems of medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if ginseng is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a black dot will move at different points, and it'll give the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Here we can see that ginseng has a balancing effect on the doshas. It lowers vata and kapha while tending to increase pitta. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back. Obviously, the black dots here are going to take you away. But this is a condition where ginseng may be right for. So again, we have these three powerful platforms, VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. People have argued that we shouldn't do that because when you give away stuff, people don't value it. But we want to err on the side of benefiting people. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for men's health, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out and allows us to teach others to figure this out. So to wrap up today's discussion, red ginseng supports men's health in multiple ways. It helps alleviate erectile dysfunction by boosting nitric oxide production and promoting smooth muscle relaxation, which improves erectile function. At the same time, red ginseng oil helps manage benign prostatic hyperplasia by inhibiting DHT production and limiting excessive prostate cell proliferation. And finally, ginsenoside RG1 provides protection against radiation-induced testicular damage by regulating SCF-c-KIT signaling, reducing apoptosis, and preserving spermatogenesis. And we are right now in Androsolve, which is currently in the last phase of licensing and manufacturing. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. And that wraps up what we wanted to cover today on ginseng and men's health. I hope you can see how we took a systems approach, touching on health, science, and even broader perspectives. If you want to get smarter, healthier, and stronger, I encourage you to get involved with Truth Freedom Health. One powerful way to do that and to support both what we're building and your own growth is by becoming a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We shared many calls to action today, so I hope you found this session valuable. Get involved, support the movement we're creating, and invest in your own development. For anyone who joined a bit late, today's discussion focused on ginseng and its role in men's health, and this is just the start of an ongoing series. Stay engaged, support your advancement, and be well. Thank you.